you guys want to do?
Jack, but he's got like a billion kajillion a jillion.
Jack knows a lot of songs.
Oh, I saw this on. I'm gonna inform everybody that listens to this. Apparently, Russia tried to sue Google for like it was like 20
undecillion dollars.
Yeah,
like more.
I didn't even know somebody had undecillion.
No, that's the thing. Nobody has a 20 undecillion. Like. It is straight up more than the amount of money
it
on
is,
Earth.
It is 20 billion trillion trillion. So it's like
an ungodly amount.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you give me some like background context?
I don't know.
Okay, I want to say this. This could be just blatant misinformation. So, you know. But,
so this is comedy. Yeah. This is not information. This is not news. Do not trust this.
Yeah,
this
so
is
this
comedy.
Is like based off a true story, but it's not right.
Inspired by a true story.
So there was this one Russian people. And.
Probably.
See, I agree, Darren. He wrote something on the whiteboard, but that will never be revealed.
It will not.
Keep a mystery. Us three know.
Yep.
But, so, something about, like, Google was taking off certain, like, pro-Russian YouTube channels.
Oh, is that one?
And so, then Russia was like, we are going to give you a fine that doubles every week.
Can I pause for you?
I feel like...
By the way?
Can I pause for you?
You can pause me, and then I'll go. Yes.
Okay, so I feel like if that were the case, they shouldn't be going after Google. They should be going after YouTube.
Yeah, but I assume...
YouTube is owned by Google.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
You know that?
Okay.
Okay, and also, just a caveat on what you said it was like 20 billion trillion trillion.
Uh-huh.
It's actually 20 trillion trillion trillion.
Oh, yeah. So there's even three more.
Shoot!
There's three more zeros. Sorry.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like...
But yeah, so they tried
to...
The World Bank estimates global GDP to be around $100 trillion.
Yeah,
so
that's
more
like,
money than there is on Earth.
That's like...
Infringement on free speech.
That's a lot. A lot of darn money.
It's a lot of money that doesn't exist.
Oh, another thing that's fun that's going on in mine and some kind of your lives, because I'm doing it, is that our, like a bunch of our classes are learning sign language.
Really?
And it's so fun.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that just because like Sophie's walking around?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she just,
now we all have the app. Oh. I don't think so.
Stop writing things on a board, Darren.
I don't think it's so. That doesn't work in the podcast.
It doesn't work
format.
At the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
We won't.
Yeah, I know.
We won't.
Actually, I've learned like sign language.
Yes,
I'm gonna learn sign language in college.
I used to only be able to spell my name.
I could only say the word orange.
Yeah, orange.
Orange. That's all I know because I learned that in preschool.
Did you know there's different accents in sign
language? This is tiger.
Are there different accents?
Yes, people sign differently in different areas.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, the thing is, sign language doesn't work on a podcast.
That's true.
Is there sign language slang?
Wait, let me show you sign language. I'm going to show you sign language, and the podcast listeners are going to be none the wiser, okay?
Okay.
So, sign language, I'm going to say, my name is Jack. Uh-huh. And I spelled it out with my hands perfectly, and you guys can attest I did it perfectly, and I'm doing sign language very well. I am signing every single word that I'm saying right now.
That's crazy.
I know sign language. It's perfect.
I don't think that'd be true.
I'm good.
So this is what I understand. This could be wrong, but like from every sentence that I have learned so far, like they don't have like...
Jack is still signing.
Yeah, it's just individual things. Yeah, I'm essentially signing what
he's just like
so
signing the entire podcast.
I want to take a shower. Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a me one orange, give orange.
Yeah,
me
eat orange,
give me orange, eat orange. Baby,
that's the longest
orange,
sentence
said by a
made
gorilla.
By a gorilla. And it's just talking about him eating an orange like a bunch of times.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's like me, orange, me,
me, orange, give me, orange, give me, baby,
yeah,
orange.
Yeah, he's happy. It's like 27.
It's like 27 syllables.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Or no, it's like 27 words. It's like a longer
Something
sentence
like
than I've ever made. And it's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla. It was
doing
Coco.
Sign language. Yeah, Coco
I don't
the
think
gorilla.
It was Coco.
I don't know.
Was
it sounded
Coco just like asked people to stop destroying the world and then died.
That's kind of, awesome. I think that's what Coco said.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Coco.
So, completely off topic, I'm wondering which Disney princess I am. So I went to a BuzzFeed website, and I think it would be funny if each of us answered these questions.
The Little Mermaid, because you both have red hair.
I hate you. If I get the Little Mermaid, I'm going to be so angry. It's going to be like, which do you want most?
legs. It's just gonna ask for, no, it's just going to ask for a picture of you, and then it's going to pop up.
What color is your hair, Red? Little Mermaid. Come on.
Yeah. But, I mean, BuzzFeed questions are going to be, it's going to be like, pick a flavor of drywall, and you're going to be like, okay. And then it's going to say, oh, you're
Tiana.
Well,
it's your favorite color of lead paint.
It's going to say, how tall are you? 6'3", you're the beast. And I'm like, oh, you're the beast.
So I have three different tabs open, so I'm going to ask these questions, and I'm going to answer them, then Darren's going to answer them, then Quinn's going to answer them, and we're each going to figure out which Disney princess we are.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Okay, what's your favorite
Disney? Wait, who's going first?
I'll answer it first.
Okay.
But just say your answer.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Disney movie? There's 9 answers. Hunchback of Notre Dame, Robin Hood, Aristocats, Freaky Friday, The Love Bug, The Lion King, The Sword in the Stone, Lady and the Tramp, The Black Cauldron.
The Sword in the Stone, by far.
Really?
I used to watch that so much as a kid.
My answer is Lion King.
Mine's probably The Hunchback of Notre Dame out of those guys. It's a good one.
Watched Hunchback of Notre Dame, but I didn't pay much attention, I'm going to be honest with you. And yours, okay. Okay, I'm putting these all in.
Okay.
Your enemies are probably envious of your industriousness, looks. I don't have enemies. My wealth, my dreams, my determination, my bravery, my demeanor, or my passions.
Okay, first off, what is industrially or whatever?
Your industriousness? Yeah. I don't know. Your ability to be industrious?
Oh, I don't know if I have enemies. I'm very industrial. Quinn doesn't have... No, you don't have any enemies.
No, Quinn, I have so many enemies.
No, you don't. Be honest.
I have so many enemies.
I try to befriend
Jack, everybody. You're my enemy. What are you most jealous of me?
I'm jealous...
I'm jealous.
Darren, answering as your enemy, I think that people would be jealous of your wealth.
Yes, because he's a rich boy. He's a mama's rich boy. I'm kidding.
I don't know. Maybe you're like, maybe you're...
Yeah,
looks.
Darren, I'm jealous of you being able to live.
Oh, my bad. Just put down whatever you feel.
I don't know. I don't have enemies. Yeah, mine is I don't have enemies.
I put your looks, Darren.
Thank you, Jack.
I don't think I actually like dislike a single person. No, that's not true.
But you don't have enemies.
Yeah.
Though.
I don't think I would
Nobody
ever go up
dislikes
to anybody
you.
And say I don't like you.
That yeah, you know. Yeah. That you know.
That,
yeah.
that
Darren,
you know.
Darren,
it's
Darren
just
and
all
Jack
behind your back.
Yeah. I think everybody that I ever known has always hated me. I was joking. That just made me sound like an emo. You should cut that.
Okay, what are you most scared of? Stop tapping that.
Okay.
What are you most scared of? Saying goodbye to your friends? Jesus. Losing your job? Pop quizzes.
Okay.
Corporations? Scissors? Global warming? War?
Okay.
Being alone or standing still?
Standing still? You're scared of standing still?
you stand for a second.
Oh my God. I have to start moving again.
These are the stupidest fears ever. Yeah.
I don't know.
Those are.
Wait,
those
are going to answer you and be like, oh, I'm terrified of global warming.
Hanson's
like,
would
oh,
be
yeah,
scissors.
Yours. Hanson's afraid of. Oh, she's afraid of you with scissors.
That's true.
She's not afraid of scissors.
Yeah, I love how there's global warming and scissors.
Yeah, scissors,
like
global
what?
Warming.
I guess
war.
I mean, honestly, out of those options, war is definitely the scariest or standing still.
I tell you what.
Or standing still. Standing
still. If I wasn't sitting right now, if I was standing right now,
I would be
terrified. Freaking out.
I know.
I would be if I was standing rather than sitting right now, I would be absolutely
so scared.
That's what I just said, pal.
I don't know. Being alone is kind of, well, not scary. Well,
oh, mine is being alone. I hate being alone.
You hate being alone?
I hate being alone. It's not. I'm not scared of it, but I hate being alone.
I'm terrified of war.
Put war for me,
Every time that there's talk of World War III, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going
to
be drafted.
See, I don't even care. If
and
they try to draft
me,
either I'll get drafted and I'll get shot and killed, or I won't be drafted and I'll
stay
in America.
I like how those are both okay options.
I don't really care.
I mean, if you get drafted, you might see Eddie.
Yeah, I could see Eddie.
I doubt that.
Oh,
how
whatever.
Do you know?
Guard, He'll be dude. In the Nebraska regiment.
Okay. What do you look for in a soulmate? Okay. Loyalty, steadfastness, passion.
What is okay?
Bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, sense of adventure, wealth.
They don't have dislikes avocados.
dislikes
that,
avocados.
That's your immediate.
That's
you look at someone, you're like, okay.
If they like avocados, they can kick the
Yeah.
They kick bricks?
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Repeat all that.
Wait, okay. Loyalty. I'm assuming loyalty, steadfastness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, sense of adventure, wealth. I'm going to put humor.
Mine's probably kindness.
Yeah, either humor. Humor. Kindness,
yeah.
But can I ask, what is steadfastness?
Steadfastness.
Steadfastness.
I can't think of a definition right now. My brain's gone.
Steadily fast.
I don't know. Probably loyalty.
They can run.
Probably loyalty. Mine so is. If they're like a terrible person, but like they'll stick with you.
Oh no!
But never mind. I never bleep mind, that, never and mind. It's gonna sound really bad.
Okay, just cut that whole bit out.
Yeah, okay, just cut the whole thing.
Cut the whole
podcast. Don't, get rid of it.
Don't bleep it. Just cut out my little line.
What? Okay.
So now we have to bleep.
What's
it,
yours? Okay. Is yours loyalty?
No, because if they're a terrible person, but they just like.
So what do you?
Mine's kindness. Know.
Kindness.
Yeah. Kindness.
Kindness always prevails.
I feel like kindness trumps everything.
Give me a fist bump.
Me and Darren are the kindness friends. We spread kindness.
The kindness boys.
Why are you saying, you're saying kindness. K-I-D-E-N-E-S-S.
Kindness. Kindness. We are the kindness friends.
We are the kindness.
We are the kindness friends.
The Wi-Fi is being so slow and I can't scroll.
No, how are we going to know what princess we are? That's what
I'm saying. Okay. Oh, God, this is hilarious.
I'm so glad I'm not standing.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's what I'm saying, dude.
If I was standing, I would be terrified. Okay, choose an animal to talk to. That's what it is.
Okay.
This is a good question. This actually makes sense for a Disney princess. Okay. Oh, this is incredible. A phoenix. A bluebird. These all have pictures, by the way. A phoenix, a bluebird, a mouse, a meerkat, a warthog, cockatoo, shark, a possum, or animals can't talk.
Okay.
And look at this image. It's all of these pictures. It's all of these pictures, and then just black.
It just
animals
says animals can't talk.
What is your deal?
What? I laughed because it said he said a word, and it was funny.
What? It was.
Who's cockatoo?
You're a terrible person.
I know. I'm an immature little guy. It's
okay. Okay, wait. Let me look at all these.
Yeah, can you bleep cockatoo?
Yeah. A two.
Yeah, just say two. Mine's got to be a
Mine's
phoenix.
Mine's probably a meerkat.
If I could talk to anything, it would be a gosh darn phoenix.
Give me a meerkat.
That's a mythical creature.
Yeah,
I could
whatever.
Learn so much stuff. I'd say,
you
hey.
You learn from him.
Yeah. How do you come back alive after you die? And he says, I burn away. And I say, good to know.
Give me
Darren,
a meerkat.
Darren, you talk to a meerkat?
Yeah.
I kind of love that you say that.
Why?
That's kind of funny.
What would you
honestly.
Talk to, Jack?
Oh, my God.
A
I think
warthog?
It, Darren, I think it reset all of your answers.
No!
Jack probably talks to a phoenix because they're both red.
Jesus oh Christ.
Jack Darren, probably okay. Jack's red blood is probably red because his hair is red. And he probably drives a red car. And his room is red. And everything is red that he ever loves.
Darren, I'm sorry. Darren, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go through yours later.
Okay.
So just think about your answers here. Don't answer at all.
Write it down.
Oh, I want to keep answering.
Or write it down on the marker board.
Yeah. No. Wait.
Okay.
What was the first question?
Don't worry about it.
We'll get back to
okay.
it.
Okay. What do you like okay. to do on your time off? Go camping. Just get out of town. Get together with my family. Lie around. I'm always working. Play video games. LARP. Go to the beach.
Wait,
burn
LARP?
The candles at both ends.
What is LARPing?
LARP?
I think...
Live action role play, I believe.
Yeah, it's like... Oh.
Okay.
LARPing.
LARPing. It's like the most nerdy
type. So like playing charades?
No.
No, it's like people that like dress up
like
elves.
We are the king of the area. Let's play around. I don't know what it is, honestly.
Let's conquer the
Quinlan, what do you do with your free time? Play video games?
I like family.
Play, hang out with your
family? Like, to be honest.
No, but like if... I guess what's the context? Is it...
I don't know.
Yeah, no, because you were mad that you had to eat dinner with your grandparents.
Okay, I wasn't mad. It was that... It was just... I had other plans beforehand.
What do
but
you
I can't.
Like to do with your time off?
I don't know. I like being with family. I like being with friends.
Okay,
I
cool.
like doing a lot of
That'll
things.
Do it.
I have a lot of passion.
Okay. What is the secret to true love?
Oh, shoot.
Humor, Quinn. Understanding, faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, equality, or I'll know when I find it.
Okay, well, that's kind of a cool answer, but I gotta say communication probably.
That's
that just
the
makes
correct
sense.
Answer. The correct answer is communication.
It just makes sense.
That is true.
You gotta talk.
You need to talk.
You need to talk.
Or else, you're not going to answer the questions.
The question.
Or you're not going to understand who you are. Alan Rickman.
He turned into a different man.
I was a different character. I don't know why.
I like it.
What did children? What did you know? What I just say? Do children continue with the question.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
At night.
Read the next question
okay.
in that voice.
Where would you? Where would you like to have your first date? Movie theater, bar, club, park, zoo, coffee princess. Shop, restaurant. I don't have time to date. Museum.
Okay. Big question. Am I? Can I drink alcohol?
That is
like, am I 21?
I think. Well, maybe you'll be a different Disney princess when you're 21. But I think right now, no.
So then I probably wouldn't go to a bar.
That yeah.
What are the other options? Sorry.
Movie theater, club, park, zoo, coffee shop, restaurant, museum, or I don't have time to date.
Probably restaurant. I don't know. Restaurant. Other ones are boring. Museum? What? Why? Who would? Okay.
I honestly pick museum.
Sorry about that. That museum's an awesome place to go.
Say what you
kindness.
Want. Kindness,
exactly.
Say what you want. Say what you want about museums. I think museums are cool.
They're cool, but not for a date. It's boring.
No, but like you're looking at them, you could be like,
I can spend like an hour max in a museum before I start freaking out.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that for a date specifically, going to a museum, you have stuff to do. You have stuff to look at. You can talk to each other during it. And you can like have a conversation about what you think stuff is.
That's true.
Like art.
Yeah. It's probably a good way to get to know someone.
It's like a movie theater, but better because you can like talk.
Yeah.
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 And you also get to see like old cool stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're slander on museums.
Well, I just think they're kind of stupid.
Yeah. Honestly.
Like they're kind of cool, but they're it's half cool, half stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
Like every time I'm in a museum, I'm like, okay, half of this kind of sick. The other half I'm like, why am I here? This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Because half of it's so boring. Okay. Yeah, let's stop talking about museums.
Okay. Pick a singer. Okay. And this is a
crazy list.
Yeah. Lord.
Oh, I've heard of Lord.
Willow Smith.
Never heard of that.
Miley Cyrus. Christina Aguilera. Miles Davis. Beyonce. Lana Del Rey. Bruno Mars. Mariah Carey.
Where's Tyler?
Tyler Creator is not on this list.
I guess Bruno Mars. Because I've heard a couple of his songs. I can name some of his
That's
songs.
That's what I answered. I like.
I can catch a grenade for you.
Dude, right? Bruno's so good.
Beautiful.
He's Thank so you, good. Aaron. What is your happily ever after? Having good friends, finding my equal, achieving my dreams, living in a mansion, being in a caring relationship, have a job that I love, finding inner peace, I'm not sure yet, or traveling the world. Stop.
Probably, achieving my dreams.
Achieving your dreams?
Whatever they are.
Okay, Quinlan.
Oh, what am I?
Who are you? Is the question. Let's wait for it to load as it calculates your results. Quinlan, you are. Come on. Click on the
I'm jumping with anticipation.
Oh, there it goes.
I'm not standing with anticipation.
You're just jumping. Jumping, not standing. Still if I moving. Were standing, I'd be terrified.
I know.
What? Did it. Quinlan, you're Tiana.
I don't know who that is.
From The Princess and the Frog.
Heck yeah!
You are
I like frogs.
You are confident and have set clear goals that you intend to reach no matter the obstacle. People consider you to be resolute and fearless with a heart of gold.
I'd kiss a frog if it turned into a person.
You have a heart of gold.
That's sick. I'd say. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're just walking around.
I can't stand still.
To continue
still.
The joke that you'd be terrified if you'd stand still.
But yes. it doesn't translate because we're on.
Which guy would I be? Matter.
Yeah, I like frogs. I think that's good for me.
Load, please. Load, BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, please. We need to know.
Oh, my God.
Are you...
Oh, he is the Little Mermaid. We cannot make this up. He's actually Little Mermaid.
This is proof that your devices are spying on you.
That's actually crazy.
You are a dreamer who is always thinking of the next big step in your life. Some may think you have set your sights too high, but your friends know you're capable of anything.
Don't look at me.
Honestly, it doesn't really sound like me, but...
How does it know you're a ginger? That's crazy.
What That's website insane. Is this?
BuzzFeed.
It's my favorite website.
I hate BuzzFeed.
Oh, now we have to do Darren's all over again.
Yeah, we have to do all of
but Darren's. But okay, I'm...
Darren,
I'm
quickly.
Frog Lady. I already forgot.
Darren, quickly. What's... Oh, Tiana.
Tiana.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Sword and Stone.
You said Sword and Stone?
Yeah.
Your enemies probably are jealous of your looks. What are you most scared of? Standing still? War? Global warming?
War.
War. Okay. What do you look for in a soulmate? Loyalty, steadfastness,
kindness.
Passion. Kindness.
Kindness. Yes, 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 yes.
Choose an animal to talk to. You said meerkat.
Meerkat, yeah.
That's such a good one. What do you like to do with your time off? Get together with family, play video games, go to the beach, LARP, burn the candle at both ends, go camping, get out of town. I'm always working. Lie around.
I guess hang out with family.
Okay, so I didn't hear video games. I probably would have picked that one.
That's what we said.
I didn't hear it, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, you bum.
What is the secret to true love?
Communication. Just click it. Yeah, go.
There you go.
Yeah, go.
Where would you like to have your first date? Bar, movie theater, club, park, zoo, coffee shop, museum.
Park sounds fun.
That's a good answer.
Park sounds fun.
Pick a singer.
Bruno.
Good answer. What's your happily ever after? Having good friends, finding your equal, achieving your dreams, having a job you love, being in a caring relationship, living in a mansion, traveling around the world. I'm not sure yet. Finding inner peace. Achieving your dreams.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're Tiana too.
Oh, no. It's just, I think it all banks off of the last question.
It probably does.
Darren, wait. Yay!
High five.
We're together.
Darren, yay.
Wait, we both like frogs.
We both can make out with frogs.
Oh.
My bad.
Does it all go to the last question?
You just kiss a frog, and then there's a human.
Let me just do like everything you did, and then do something else for the last one.
I'm just going to answer all of these like this, and then answer the last one with finding inner peace. All
right.
Is that what you put for...
That is what I answered.
Muriel. What's her name?
For Muriel. Yeah.
Muriel? You said finding inner peace?
I said finding inner peace.
Okay.
Because, you know, that'd be nice.
So you're just doing everything else... randomly.
I'm just picking them all random.
Oh, it takes so long.
It's taking a long time to load.
Dang it, BuzzFeed.
Dang it, BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed used to have like a chokehold on the YouTube empire.
I remember that. It was annoying.
I remember that.
You'd just be watching some random YouTube video.
I hate BuzzFeed.
Well, that's where like the Try Guys came from.
Yeah.
So it was, you know. Secret of true love? I'll know when I find it. Meh.
I'll know when I find it.
Okay, where'd you like to have your first date? Ow. Coffee shop, of course, because I love coffee.
Coffee's gross.
Because I love coffee.
If this turns out as Ariel, I'm going to be frustrated with BuzzFeed, and we can sue. Finding inner peace. I would love to find inner peace. Genuinely, yes. Who am I? I better not be friggin' Ariel. I swear on job.
Let me guess.
Yeah, it's Ariel.
All right, change the last one.
We should sue BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, we're coming for you.
BuzzFeed, I hate you.
BuzzFeed's dumb.
BuzzFeed is dumb.
Can they get us for defamation for calling them dumb?
Who's listening to this podcast?
BuzzFeed?
Russia.
Yeah.
Russia, apparently.
Oh, we're going to get sued for like a kujabdabil.
No, they're going to
like a trillion dollars.
What was that?
Like a contact.
It was like an undecillion.
Undecillion.
Undecillion. Those are some like cookie clicker numbers.
Yeah, that's like... That is true. Those are some cookie clicker numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
Darren, stop throwing stuff at me now.
Oh, Darren, would you like to have this on your locker?
What?
I made a locker sign today
for
the Croft and Warrior podcast.
Croft and Warrior
for people who have been on the podcast. Yes, exactly.
How'd you know, Darren?
Oh, my goodness.
That's so much noise.
Yeah, sure. I'm down.
I'm a podcast guest.
I like your donut shirt.
Do I get one?
Thank you. Yeah, you would have one.
Yay!
Yeah, I'll take one.
So if you've been on the podcast...
Give me one now.
You're going to have a locker sign, possibly.
Pooh Bear, we're still getting you one.
We're going to send one to Pooh Bear.
It's going
to
be
one.
No, we're going to get him a bumper sticker. We should get him a bumper sticker.
That would actually be dope.
That would actually be really hype.
That'd be really cool.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it's a walking advertisement.
Yeah.
It's two birds with one podcast.
All of Lincoln and UNL will be listening to
the
podcast.
And then
my sister advertised the podcast all the time.
Oh, my gosh. And then when they're playing, then it's going to come over the loudspeakers, and then we're going to go worldwide.
Yep.
And then we're going to have tours.
And then we're going to be sued by BuzzFeed, really. But
and Russia.
And Russia. And Google.
And
YouTube.
Rudolph. That'd be your fault.
Yeah, that would be.
He'd sue only you and take your house.
We've got to take a picture for a new podcast cover of Quinn and Jack and Darren goof off.
Yeah, because
I'm just like not included, huh?
Well, on the podcast cover, if you look at the podcast cover, either it's going to be a new one that we take later, or it's going to be Quinn and Jack goof off, and in the middle it's going to say and Darren.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That's what it
says.
It's on there.
We should start making...
It's on the other one. at least. Here, see? I showed the picture to Darren of what the cover is.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what it's been.
See, and he thought it was really cool.
But if we could take...
Jack is still signing, by the way.
I'm still...
He's been signing this whole time.
This whole time I've been signing every word I've said.
Yeah.
Well, anywho. Thanks, fellas, for podcasting. That's all the time we've got. It's 48.
Yeah.
So, you got any final words for the world?
Love life.
Wow. That was profound.
Thank you, Quinn.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day!
Mr. O's definitely coming for you on
what's
that
at Crofton Journalism on Instagram, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Crofton Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. If you want me, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Do you guys have any social media that you want to shout out?
Don't add me.
Don't add Darren.
Don't add me.
Don't add him. Go to Quinlan's house if you want, though.
I might be there.
Yeah, have a good day.
Have a good day.